The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to our WWE Backlash 2022 predictions. I'm hoping that we're going to get more zombies this year, guys. Oh. What do you think? I want more zombies. Can we get more ad integrations?
I'm hoping for another greatest match of all time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'd be nice, too. Absolutely. And then I don't know what happened at the Backlash before that one.
I don't know either.
Nothing of note.
2 years before that was maybe the worst Backlash.
2018 was so bad it has lore in our legacy.
Absolutely.
It does.
Legacy in our lore. Anyways, so this is the prediction special where we're going to give our thoughts about all six matches that are currently advertised. Now, of course, we're filming this on Thursday, a day before the go-home episode on main roster. Anyways, SmackDown. And so who knows? They will probably add some sort of match. It wouldn't shock me to see Austin Theory maybe defend that U.S. title, although Ali didn't win mm-hmm. the title to championship yeah. contenders match. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how that can happen. Well, so
hasn't stopped them before from doing stuff like that. So who knows?
We're just going to roll into this with the six matches yeah. and that's what we're going to have.
Absolutely. Indeed. Yeah. Before we get to our picks, we employ confidence points here at Going in Raw Friendo Club TV for our predictions. This is what happens. So for example, there's only six matches on the card. The match you're most confident, 6 points you give it. Match least confident in, you give it 1. Every match has unique confidence point value. You add up all the picks you got right, that's the point score you got for that show. And the goal, as always, for the month is to win Big Red.
Big Red.
What's it now? Three months in a row there for you, Larson? Look at this.
Right there. Ain't going anywhere either.
We probably shouldn't say this in front of Larson, but we need to devise a scheme here to get to pry these
collusion
belts away from him. Man, hey, that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. No, that's what's wrong with that. It's perfectly. Yeah. That's a normal thing to do.
When we go to LA Fights,
your old hands.
When we go to LA Fights, we'll sit down there. We'll game plan. We'll sit there. We'll figure it all out.
We're gonna get Jack Cartwheel over here and say, "Hey, Jack, we know you've got a scheme to get that big red title out of Larson's hands."
Yeah, we'll see about
and he'll
that.
Say, see that "He'll say, do a cartwheel.
Do a
That's
cartwheel.
That's it. Just cartwheel behind him. Exactly. It's almost like a barrel roll.
Come in through this door right here. Cartwheel behind me. Grab the belt, and you can just go right out that way."
Cartwheel yeah, exactly. right on out the front door.
Exactly.
All right. What's that first match, Larson?
First match I got here is AJ Styles versus Blue Edge. Let's start with Steve. Who do you got?
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot.
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh no, lost already. I'm gonna go with Edge. I'm gonna say there's interference from Finn Balor. I think that Finn is gonna turn on AJ. We're gonna get a cool AJ Finn feud. Finn's gonna be the He's gonna be like a true right hand man. I think Damian Priest is gonna be the chump right hand man. He's gonna be the guy who loses too much. He's gonna take the losses for Judgment Day. But you get Finn in there, it actually seems like a cool faction at that point. Finn turns on AJ because Damian Priest is not allowed to be there. It protects everybody. You get a cool feud out of it. That's where I'm headed here.
How many confidence points would you assign to this?
I would assign, I don't know. sorry, I did look. Mid confidence points, probably. I'd say three.
Three? Okay. We'll say three. All right, three for Steve. This is unofficial, so whatever.
Yeah, of course. We're just bantering.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, if not Finn, someone else is going to help Edge win, whether it be Ciampa, somebody else is going to help him win, because I feel like the blow off is going to be at Hell in a Cell, because AJ's whole thing is, I can beat you, Edge, so long as there's no interference. Mm-hmm. Best way to keep interference out, have it inside the steel cage. Hell in a Cell. So Edge will win this one. The match of Hell in a Cell. AJ will win that one. And then they'll go their separate ways. I got Edge 2 confidence points.
Right. Oh, man, that sounds about right. I like that whole idea of kicking the can down the road. That's basically what this is. Backlash, kick the can. Okay? Edge. All day, I've got this one. I'm feel a little more confident than you guys do. I'm putting the big old five spot on the edger here. But, of course, it's preliminary. We're just talking it out. No big deal. But, yeah, I'm with you guys. Edge is going to roll on with this win by hook or by crook.
All right. Next up, I got Happy Corbin taking on Madcap Moss. Now, a lot of this depends what happens on SmackDown. Now, this feels like one of those feuds
where, that's totally true,
yeah, where for some reason this is going to last 4 months. Mm-hmm. You know, where Corbin's going to get a cheat win after cheat win after cheat win, only for Moss to eventually get the final win that's supposed to make up for the 10 losses he's taken prior to that. This feels like that could be that type of feud. Again, depends what happens on SmackDown, though. Right now, I'm hoping it's not that. I'm hoping they realize they got something here with Madcap Moss. The crowd's behind him. Don't make him suffer a humiliating loss at the hands of Happy Corbin. Have Moss win this one, and then Corbin won another match, and Moss says, all right, put something on the line. And then he wins that one, too. I got Riddick Moss. I'll say four right now, four confidence points.
Wow.
So let me go back really quick. I got five on Edge. I just wrote down all the matches. I got five on Edge.
All right, very well.
Hey, okay. I don't feel like I'm out on a limb here with that one there. But I will say this. If you don't mind, Steve, I'll jump in here with the with what's going on here. I really hope what's going to happen here is that this feud will quasi continue. And just give me a second with this. We got Money in the Bank rolling around here coming up soon. I really dig what Moss is doing. And I think the best thing that could happen is the official blow off is not here, but I think in a Money in the Bank qualifying match between Madcap and Corbin and Moss getting that win and going out there. You know, we can take bumps out there, making some shine in a Money in the Bank match. That's why I think Moss right now, depending on SmackDown, is a lock. Depending on SmackDown, I've got my six right now to be determined based on what tomorrow brings.
All right. All right.
We're talking about Moss Corbin. I got Moss with 2 confidence points. I don't have a lot of confidence on this. I feel like Corbin will. Yeah, it sort of depends on what's going to happen on SmackDown. Have they had a match yet? Have they had an actual match yet?
One match, no.
No, they have not.
Man, I kind of feel like, I got 2 on Corbin. I feel like Corbin's got to get that first bit. Again, like you said, though, Moss had the upper hand last week. Corbin's probably going to get the upper hand this week, so it might end up being Moss. I'll have to look at SmackDown, but right now you got to figure Corbin gets the first one, Moss gets the final one.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, I feel like they're going to split them, and Moss is going to come out ahead. He's going to come out ahead in this feud. It's just, is Backlash going to be where they pay off the feud? I don't see either of these guys really in a rush to do anything else. Mm-mm. And it's given how long they were together, they can milk this feud quite a bit. Yes, so right now I've got Corbin with 2.
All right. Next up, I got Bobby Lashley taking on Amos Enforcer. Who do you got?
Okay, this one here is I want personally my personal feelings. I want Lashley to destroy Amos. Okay, but I realize what's going to happen here with that backstage with MVP, Cedric Alexander, trying to get in the good graces. Once again, another schmoz of a win. Omos gets this one. I've got two, but of course, it is all dependent on what's going on Friday. But I feel two with Omos. Dirty, dirty, not clean it whatsoever.
Steve?
I got Omos as well, and there's a lot of factors. Number one, he already lost at WrestleMania. This is a rematch. There are other players involved, Cedric, possibly Shelton. So I got Omos, and I've got six confidence points on Omos at this point.
Wow. All right. Most confidence. All right. I have Omos with three. I mean, even if Cedric and Shelton don't get involved, MVP is still out there. He will get involved. Yeah. It seems a near certainty Omos wins. Right now, I only have three confidence points. Again, we'll see how the card shakes out come Sunday at WrestleMania Backlash. And make any sort of changes based on that. Next match we have here is Adrenaline in His Soul.
In My Soul.
Seth Rollins versus Cody Rhodes. Steve, what do you got?
I got Rollins with three confidence points. Because I actually feel like a loss for Cody would do him better at this point. And Rollins is a bad guy. He can cheat to win. Rollins is still a big deal. And I feel like you got Hell in a Cell around the corner. They can have their blow off there, similar to how Seth already did with Edge. But you kind of want to be careful at this point. Cody is the most over guy. Doesn't he get cheered even more if Rollins gives him a shitty loss? Like Rollins cheats to win. Cody's like, man, he was always cool taking losses in AEW. Yeah. He knows the value of taking a loss. It almost, I think, helps him with the fans. Hey, this guy isn't being shoved down our throats. This guy isn't being just win, win, win all over everybody in WWE. So right now I got Rollins with three. That could go up.
All right. I got Cody with five. He's not losing.
There you go.
All right. I mean, what's the story? The story is I wasn't ready last time. Now I'll be ready and I'll do good. And we kind of saw that play out when Cody took on Kevin Owens as the surprise opponent. And at first, I mean, actually, a good portion of the match, Cody struggled because he wasn't prepared. So I feel like in that sense, Seth kind of already got his point across. Again, this could change based on how Backlash is going. Right now, I got Cody with five confidence points.
Ooh, a lot. Look at this. Look at this.
All right. I did a little bit of research on this match in particular. Do you guys happen to know where this match is taking place? It's okay. You don't need to know. Providence is where it's at. Mm-hmm. What state is that?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Oh. Cody Rhodes. Four
confidence points.
That is such a stretch, but I could be completely wrong here.
I like it. Next, we got six-man tag team action. You got Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro taking on Roman Reigns and the Usos. It's me.
It's you.
Now, I'm hesitant to say that Roman's going to lose in any sort of pay-per-view match. That being said, he can lose this, not eat a pin, and his team winning helps motivate Drew McIntyre saying, damn it, I want a title shot. And that's where this is going. I got Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro, one confidence point.
Ooh, boy, I tell you, that sounds so sporty right there. I love where you're going with this, Larson. That's why I'm right there with you, baby.
Yeah.
One of those Usos, it doesn't matter which one, gonna get themselves a roll-up loss to kick the can down the road to another pay-per-view. 1 point on Drew and RK-Bro.
Sack up, guys. I've got four on Drew and RK-Bro.
Oh, wow.
Because you're right. It motivates it further. If Bloodline wins, they the ones.
Yeah. Like, all the air comes out of the balloon. Exactly.
Right, exactly. And on top of that, with RK-Bro, no offense meant to the Usos, you got Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre in one team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
maybe Roman will stack them both and pin them.
Stack his own bloodline.
That is definitely impossible.
No, I was talking about Drew and Randy. Stacks them.
Yeah. Oh, you both of them? Yeah, he's got nobody. Okay. Yeah. All right. Stack all five of them. How about?
Yeah, maybe.
That's for next year.
All right. And then well, I'm guessing it's the main event. I could be way off on this. Charlotte Flair defend the SmackDown Women's Championship against Ronda Rousey in an I Quit match. Enforcer,
right.
Who you got?
Right. Oh, this one here. Maybe like a couple years ago, I would have thought that Ronda was going to stick around and be invested. I thought after WrestleMania proper, not Backlash, we get a little more fire. Seems like it's the same monotoneness, not into it. For that and really that reason alone, I'm going with Flair with three.
I got Charlotte also with one. I think Drew Gulak is going to fuck over Ronda Rousey because Charlotte has been terrorizing Drew Gulak. What's going to happen if he gets back at her? She's still there. She will make his life even worse. He's probably, as of SmackDown tomorrow night, he's probably going to end up being named referee, yeah, which makes all the sense in the world because he's been taking on different jobs.
Yeah.
He will directly affect the outcome of this match. Enforcer, you're exactly right. There's been zero fire in Ronda Rousey. I think she had a chance to get that title, depending on how her performance and the fan reaction. It's been lukewarm. It's been barely that. I don't think her performance has been great. I don't think she's going to be sticking around that much longer. I could be completely wrong about all this stuff, but I got Charlotte with one confidence point.
I got Ronda with six. They didn't bring her back. They didn't bring her back for her to lose twice to Charlotte. All right. She's winning this match.
Wow.
I'll probably want in the end have this many confidence points on it. Maybe I will. Who knows?
You know,
love it.
Sorry, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say, this is a wildly unpredictable card because it's basically a glorified Raw SmackDown. On Raw SmackDown, like anything can happen.
I know.
You know,
I know.
They could just kicking the can down the road is what you said earlier, Enforcer. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this entire pay-per-view is all about kicking cans
the
road.
It really is.
In which case, there could be at least one DQ victory on here.
It's entirely possible. It could very well. Well, I don't know how you have a DQ in an I Quit match, but I'm sure WWE will find a way.
Stranger things have happened.
I know. And, you know, maybe Ronda isn't sticking around for a long time. She could stick around through the summer. She can win the title off Charlotte, drop it to somebody else, drop it back to Charlotte. Who knows? I would just be really surprised. I know this feud has been tepid. Ronda's performance, especially on the mic, has been not the most intriguing. Mm-hmm. That being said, I still feel like WWE probably thinks there is some mainstream value in having Ronda Rousey as the SmackDown Women's Champ. And
that is true.
They didn't go through with it at WrestleMania, even if that was maybe the plan at one point or not. But they're going to go through it with it now, see what happens. And if they still get no reaction, then hey, you know, Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, they're both huge stadium shows. Have someone beat Ronda, and that's a huge moment for them. So I'll go Ronda with six. In the end, I probably won't have. I took 2 minutes to put these confidence points next to these names here.
During the show.
Yeah.
I was changing picks based on your guys' logic during the show.
Oh, wow.
Essentially, we were all in the same boat. I just had this thing written down. I just wrote stuff, and I said, I'll just go on a flim-flam. But trust me, card's subject to change. So
exactly. And maybe I feel like we put more thought into our picks than WWE put into building up this particular pay-per-view. But anyways.
Charlotte's also had this title since literally she was Raw Women's Champion.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long she had it before that.
She usually does not have terribly long reigns.
Right.
But don't you – I kind of feel – and this is not to say, you guys are wrong or whatever, Larson, you're wrong. But like – and yeah, Ronda Rousey's a big deal. If anybody's going to beat her, I could see it being Ronda because she is a big name. But I kind of also get the feeling that right now with Charlotte, they're doing a bit of a Roman Reigns thing. Where nobody's going to take this title off her until somebody's ready. Maybe they'll finagle it so that Bianca Belair will take on Charlotte next year at Mania to tick off another horsewoman. And it'll be a Charlotte Flair completely leveled up, not having lost the title until then. Do I think that's going to happen? Probably not. I wouldn't bet any money on it. But I also get the feeling at 192 days right now that she's had the SmackDown title. And preceding that, the Raw title for I don't know how long. I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, maybe they're going to make a bigger deal. And this is Backlash, like a B-level paper.
I know.
That's very true. Who knows? Then the other thing in play as well is the fact that Money in the Bank's right around the corner. You put it on Rousey, you kind of get cold feet later on, you cash it in quick, and then you go back to what you were doing. Who knows?
It's a possibility too.
Exactly. Anyways, that's going to do it for us, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hey, if you're on YouTube, do us a huge favor. Give us a thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button and the notify bell so you always get new Friendo Club TV content. Go hit the subscribe button over at Going in Raw as well. If you're listening to us in the audio realm, do us a huge favor. Leave us a rating, review, or a comment. It really helps the show grow and helps to get us ranked. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hopefully, we'll see you on Sunday for WWE Backlash 2022 live reactions with me, Larson, and the Enforcer. Till then, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.